We bless the name of the Lord one more time and thank him for this opportunity to again be blessed by his holy word. Our word for the day is a bold prayer. Are your prayers bold or are they safe? Are your prayers dangerous or are your prayers in a comfort zone? Here's the truth. God requires us to pray boldly to him. That's what Isaiah did in chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Notice Isaiah didn't ask for any details. He didn't ask God where he was going, when he was going, or what would happen. See, this was a prayer that was bold and dangerous. Hey, God, send me, use me. I'm not asking for details. I don't know the benefits or if it would be easy or if I will enjoy it. But because you are my God, hey, Lord, I am trusting in you. You are my king. You are my savior. I'm depending on you. Because you are the sovereign God of the universe, and I surrender my will to you. Every part of me, take my mind, my eyes, my mouth, my ears, my heart, my hands, and my feet, and guide me towards your will, because I trust you. Hey, God, is that bold enough for you? My answer is yes. Now, what is your question? You see, God wants to use us in a bold way, but you can't keep going to God in prayer, asking God for details, asking God to do this and do that. No, no. Go to God and simply say, "Hey, Lord, I boldly declare today, here I am. Send me." And watch God blow your mind. Hey, family, say a bold prayer today and watch God do some things for you you never imagined possible. Now give God some glory. In Jesus' name, amen.